This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hello and welcome. Got myself, Hal Stewart, solo to look at a player whose name I am probably going to struggle with. Ismaila Coulibaly. I really hope I got that spot on first time. Ismaila Cech Coulibaly. He's Malian, born on Christmas Day 2000, making him 20 years young. He's 6 foot, right-footed. He can play defensive or attacking midfield, and if required, he can operate as a striker, although that's not his strongest position at all. It's better to call him probably a box-to-box midfielder. His strengths lie in his pace, dribbling, and all-round power. He's a Malian under-20 international as well, and he began his career in his native Mali with Central Sportif, and hopefully I'm going to get this one right as well, Dugu Wolofila, based in the city of Kulikoro. From there, he got his move to Europe, Norway specifically, with Sarpsborg 08, the team you might remember once managed by Brian Dean, although not at the time Coulibaly was there. In total, for Sarpsborg in the Eliteserien, that's the top tier in Norway, he played 28 times, scoring 4 with 1 assist. And that is the last of the very difficult words that I have to say. He signed for the Blades on the recommendation of board advisor Jan van Winkel, the Belgian. That was on the 9th of September 2020 on a 5-year deal costing around £2 million. Now, he apparently turned down approaches from Champions League outfits Club Brugge and Galatasaray. More on them later. Both apparently offered him more money as well, but he chose to sign for Sheffield United knowing that he would be loaned for 3 years to the Belgian Jupiler Pro League club Beerschot, part of United World, to further his development and, of course, get first-team football, which at that age, very, very important. Beerschot's chairman, Francis Rankin, felt both sides could benefit from the Mali under-21 internationals move, and it's proven to be the case. In 2020-21, Coulibaly made 22 appearances for Beerschot, scoring 5 times. Now, he is, as I mentioned, a box-to-box midfielder, and they're always in demand. You know, he is someone who defensively has been compared, I've read online, to the likes of Michael Essien, and offensively compared to Deco, although that was on a video I saw, and I think that's maybe quite a strange comparison. But his crossing is really his own area of weakness. Otherwise, he's strong in all key areas that you'd look for in a midfielder. One thing he really excels in is his dribbling. With all the clubs linked with him, though, it would be realistic to assume he wouldn't be first team right away. A period of development would be required in all instances. Since initially being told he would be loaned to Beerschot in Belgium for 3 years, Brexit has happened. And this means a change, for the better, as it turns out, for the Blades. Coulibaly has qualified for a visa to play in the United Kingdom a lot sooner than expected. Now, I won't go into the detail on how points are calculated, but the headline is, under the new point system, the Mali-born midfielder would need to acquire 15 points to qualify for a visa. He currently has 17 and passes the test. Whether he stays at the Olympisch Stadion in Belgium or returns will be very much up to Slavisa Jokanovic. And there have been rumours of offers on the table from Galatasaray, who you remember were interested before he signed for the Blades, fellow Turkish side Fenerbahce, and Italian giant AC Milan. The worry now could be that his head gets turned amongst all that press speculation, no matter if it's true or just paper talk. The Blades have apparently rejected bids of £10 million from AC Milan and over £12 million from Galatasaray. There's also been rumours of Celtic having scouted the midfield ace. This suggests that United's valuation of him is closer to 15 million, and that would be some profit on a player yet to make a first team appearance for the club. Remember, he signed for Sheffield United for £2 million. Milan and the Turkish two could well come back in. They all need midfielders. Who doesn't need a midfielder? And now it's just a case of seeing how highly Sheffield United value this prospect. I don't believe Prince Abdullah wants to sell Koulibaly at all. The offers that have been rejected are big money by United standards, and that's testament to how much the board clearly believe in the lad. I would say it depends on the counter-offers, and if they even come. If AC Milan, for example, come back in with an offer of £15 million or over, it might be hard to say no. But football's a game of luck. Right place, right time. Koulibaly's form could dip. He might be out of favour at Beerschot. He might come back to United too soon in his development and not get the game time he needs. He may, God forbid, pick up an injury that curtails his season and overall value. It's hard to know when a player is at peak valuation. If he continues on this current trajectory, though, then I think the sky is the limit for Koulibaly. He could become a fulcrum of the Blades midfield for decades. And perhaps it's time Sheffield United actually held on to one of its promising youngsters rather than watch them achieve global stardom from afar. I don't believe Galatasaray have the financial clout, the financial muscle, to offer much more than they've allegedly already offered. So I believe, personally, he stays at Beerschot for another season, has an even better season, and further offers come in. I just hope the club hold their nerve and rebuff any offers below £25 million. Let's enjoy a really good player in his prime for once at Bramall Lane. God knows we deserve it. We'll speak to you again next time.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.